Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, I know you're going to, so go buy Bricado's, and when you do, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Hosted an amazing draft party there back in April, and the parties commence again starting August 11th for the Bucks' first preseason game as we kick off the 2017 season with stick carriers uniting again. All of the food is fresh at Sports Legends. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? I can't do my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's. Let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
This is Vernon Hargraves. August 5th, speak softly and carry a big stick.
I am extremely fired up about the stick carriers.
Let's go!
Back into this.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about training camp. I'm so excited about the Bucks. I'm so excited about, I don't know, the takeover. I'm so excited about this very podcast being the most influential podcast in Tampa Bay. I mean, what other podcast could get the guys from JoeBucksFan.com kicked off the radio? It's See, here's the thing. When you're in, like, the media and stuff, and I'm not, don't, but when you're in the media and you, everyone gets fired and stuff, and they're always like, don't burn any bridges. So you gotta kind of, it's so politically correct, and every, trust me, they're all so fake around each other, it's like, eh. The worst thing that could have happened for them is that I got into another career, and now I'm successful at that other career, and I'm not ever going back to do radio again. No. I'm doing just fine. And I'd much rather do this as a hobby and not be desperate to try and make money off of it. Although we could have some announcements coming down soon. What? More announcements, more big news. Welcome, this is Bucks Uncensored. Training camp is here, and I'm fired up, man. 1 week away. This podcast is popping on Saturday. So if you're listening on Sunday or whenever, but we're posting it on Saturday, which means 1 week away from a huge day. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see all of you. It starts Friday night, though, for First Friday, right? Meeting at that courtyard in the West Shore area. That's where all the guys are, all the out-of-towners. I think we're up to 10 states. I mean, Seattle, Washington, Atlanta, South Carolina, Colorado, Maryland. People are Pennsylvania. People are flying in from all over the country for our training camp takeover. That's amazing. That is amazing. That's what we all have done together. That's all this is all about. It's just about coming together and cheering on our team. I posted something on our Facebook page. And I'm hoping that all of you will take it to heart. Because, see, here's the thing. And we're at that point, right? Training camp just starting. Everyone's anxiety levels. I had anxiety at work today. It was just like anxiety. We're all a little anxious right now. And I think that puts some people on edge. And it riles people up a little more than others. Some of you, I just take a deep breath. This movement is not about just attacking people. Okay? We're going to defend ourselves. We're going to defend our team. But we don't need to go on the offensive. And I apologize if I conveyed that in any way. See, I think during the off season, when people were trying to beat us down, I said this back in April, I said it back in May, I said the more they beat us down, the quicker we're going to rise. Was I right or was I right? I mean, they tried to beat us down. If you guys only knew what was being said about this podcast and this movement behind the scenes, I mean, you'd be like, holy shit. I mean, there are tactics being done to try and bring this podcast and this movement down. And what has happened? We have risen faster than anyone thought we would rise. And sometimes you have to attack as you climb your way up. You have to fight for your space. But guess what? We don't have to fight anymore. We don't need to cause a scene. Some of you being overly aggressive on the Facebook page, and we don't need that at the training camp takeover. We're there to root on our team. You know, we don't have to attack the media anymore. They have validated us. We're going to have Steve Isbitz on here in just a moment from JoeBucksFan.com. 620 WDAE in Tampa, the sports talk station, which their ratings are terrible right now. I mean, it's really unbelievable how far the station has fallen since the days of Chris Thomas and Dan Cilio was there and Ian Beckles, and just how good that station once was. And now it's just, I mean, it has been a nosedive. I feel bad for some of the good guys, Derek Sharp, who are still there. But they made a lot of wrong decisions over the years and they're paying for it. I mean, it's not good, especially when you hear what some of the advertisers are saying. It's like, it's fine. It's fine. Just keep doing your thing. But see, here's what they did. They kicked JoeBucksFan.com off the radio because of this podcast, because I said I wouldn't do radio with that MF, that motherfucker Ron Diaz. Well, listen, I don't get along with him. Well, he called him a name. Oh, really? Oh, really? Whew. Okay. And they're going to rehire Tom Jones. That's fine. I like Tom Jones personally. I mean, where are you going to hire him to? It's not going to be your morning show, so I'm guessing you're going to replace Dumig with him? Well, that's not going to cause any issues. Okay. But see, by them pointing to us, and it wasn't just the pie, it's this movement, okay? They don't like what's happening. They don't like the fact that when we throw a party, 300 people show up. When they throw a party, 10 people show up. Or 20 people show up. When we show up to Stick Carrier Day at training camp and hundreds of people are there uniting together, they're like, what the fuck, man? We can't do that. We don't have the power to. But by them pointing to us, they validated us. We have won. There's no need to attack anymore. You scratch and you claw trying to make sure that not only you can grow, but that you can sustain it and that you can reach the top. Well, guess what? For a radio station, a full radio station in this town to point to a little bitty podcast, it's not. This podcast is not itty bitty. They know it. You know it. But to point to this podcast and say, no, as long as you're associated with that podcast, we can't put you on the radio. You just pointed the finger at us and said, nope, that podcast is too strong. Too strong. It's only strong because of all of us. When I decided last year that I was going to put your voices on this podcast, it wasn't the Justin Pawlowski podcast. It wasn't the Commish's podcast. It was the Stick Carriers. It was the Bucks Uncensored podcast, where Bucks fans could speak in an uncensored voice and let their feelings be heard, positive or negative. There's going to be criticisms of the team. And there's a lot to be excited about. We have talked so much about the players. It's amazing that people are like, you don't talk enough about the team. When? I mean, how many times can you mention the same name? Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, this offensive line that you hope is going to come together with Donovan Smith at left tackle and now Ali Marpet at center, but J.R. Sweezy, who's got the mindset of Joe Holly, but the body of a full guard, now in at right guard. Kevin Pamphlet at left guard. DeMar Dotson is there at right tackle. Is he a weakness or is he going to be a solid right tackle for this team? It's a running back by committee, but you got some names there in Jacquizz Rodgers. You got McNichols who comes in as a rookie. You've got Charles Sims. They really like Peyton Barber, and you got Doug Martin. I mean, you can keep four running backs. Now, do you keep four running backs and then have Doug Martin come back and then make a move? Or do you keep three running backs and then end up keeping Doug Martin and maybe you trade one? I mean, if they like Peyton Barber, now here's a question. If they like Peyton Barber, they like McNichols, they drafted him. Jacquizz Rodgers did well last year. Charles Sims is in a contract year. Do they explore trading Charles Sims? I mean, I think you have to ask the question. Now, with that being said, I know that Dirk Cutter loves him some Charles Sims. He loves him some Charles Sims. I don't love Charles Sims between the tackles, but I do love him in third down situations. I love him on third down situations. But that's the offense. Then we talk about the defense and Mike Smith being brought back as defensive coordinator. And they're going to mix in 4-3, 3-4. I mean, look at what Noah Spence looks like. That's not a 4-3 defensive end. But they bring him off the edge. Woo! Now, it doesn't help that Jackie Smith is now on the PUP list. I do like how Beckwith is already back. Anxious to see how he's going to fit in with this group. And I've been talking about Quan Alexander. This guy is going to dominate Hard Knocks. He is the leader on defense, him and Ayers. And the secondary is revamped at safety, but the same at corner with Hargraves and Grimes. We can sit here and talk about X's and O's and players and schemes and all. We got plenty of time to do that. We got plenty of time to do it. But what I can tell you, it is a very, very exciting time. Expectations are higher than they've been in a very, very long time. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to start this party. August 5th, training camp takeover. All of the details are on the Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook, I can tell you that August 4th, around 6 o'clock, we will meet at the courtyard over in the West Shore area. We'll make our way to downtown St. Pete. St. Pete! First Friday. We'll have a nice party out there. B4 is going to supply free B4 to everyone that comes with us to that First Friday, Friday night in downtown St. Pete. Guess what? We're going to need it because we got to get up bright and early in the morning. Did find out parking lots open 7:30 in the morning. Perfect. Everyone, listen, if you can get there at 7:30, get there at 7:30. Let's pack that parking lot. Pack it out. I'm going to hook up with Mike at Bricado's. He said he was going to get us some food that morning. It'll be first come, first serve. I don't know how much food he's going to bring. So we'll get some food. We'll get some food in your bellies. Then we're going to march in. I want to get in my seat at 8 o'clock. Not too much after 8. So I want to get in there. I want to pack those stands. Because when those players come out on the field for this practice, it's going to be different than any other practice they participate in throughout all of training camp. Because they are going to come out to a raucous crowd. They are going to come out to a roar of a crowd. And we are going to start chanting their name. Jameis Winston. Robert Ayers. Robert Ayers. Vernon Hargraves. You know, Javier brought up a great point to me this week. He said, you know how the Yankees do their roll call of their players? Why can't we do that at the takeover? That's what we need to focus on. We don't need to focus on any of the other bullshit out there. You know, the best moments of the draft party, when you go back and watch those videos, was when the Buccaneers were on the clock and they drafted O.J. Howard. And it was all about the Bucs and the electricity in that room. And I have gone back and I've watched that video several times. It was intense. It was incredible. And I want to replicate that at the takeover. And then 6 days later, it's the stick carrier kickoff party of the 2017 season. Bucs, Bengals. It's a preseason game. I will give you that. The starters will not play that much. But you know what? It is going to be we are going to celebrate. Because for the first time in a very long time, the expectations for this team is playoffs. And that, my friends, is very exciting. I'm very excited. I'm also excited to bring in our guest, our first guest, our only guest. He is one of the Joes at JoeBucksFan.com. It's our buddy Steve Isbitz.
Justin! Hey, I've always wanted to do that. I couldn't help myself. Man, it's good to be here, Justin. Yeah, we got booted from the big dog Steve Dumick's show. It wasn't Steve Dumick's call, but that's radio. And the reason given to me was Bucks Uncensored, Justin Pulaski. He said a couple of things about our hosts, and therefore you're off the air. 4 years with Dumig, out the window, all the great ratings and the great people you bring to us. We don't care because Bucks Uncensored, we can't handle it. So that's what I got, and that's where we are.
And I believe what I said was I wouldn't do radio with Ron, with that motherfucker Ron Diaz anymore. Well, I wouldn't do radio with him ever again because people are trying to guess who I was going to do radio. It was Ian Beckles who I would did radio with, and that was fun to do on 102.5 The Bone. Let me start before we get into some of the details here. Let me start by thanking you because they pretty much came to you and said, you got to make a choice. You can either choose us and go on with Steve Dumig once a week for an hour and get rid of the Bucks Uncensored podcast, or we're going to kick you off the station. So I have to thank you for being a great partner, the partnership that we've grown, and for standing by me and standing by this podcast and standing by the Stick Carriers.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, the when it was presented to me, what was going on, you know, nobody, obviously it was festering over there for a while. I believe the success of Bucks Uncensored and Ira's podcast and our podcast network, Todd Wright's now moved to 2 days. And keep in mind, Todd has filled in at 620 for years, so they respect his stuff. And all of a sudden, the guy they respect is now doing two podcasts a week at Joe Bucks Fan. And but nobody ever talked to me that it was a problem. And all of a sudden, I get, you know, this sort of ultimatum-like thing. And, you know, first thing I said was, well, you know, that I'm not removing Justin. You know, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, it's just not the way I would roll to do that. And I think there still could have been a compromise worked out over at the station. You know, I would have liked to keep doing it with Steve Dumig 4 years and a lot of fun. And I thought it was some good radio, but That's the way it goes, man. You know, this business is a radio business anyway. Now, we're not in the radio business, so I don't want people to think we are, but that business is about egos and money and bullshit, and so here we are.
Yeah, and it's funny because you say money, but there's not a lot of money in sports talk radio. You and I both know that. The other thing is, you mentioned egos, but I think we need to reiterate to everyone listening right now that Steve Dumig, the big dog, wanted to keep you on board. This was over his head. He was told that he had to remove you from the show, correct?
Yeah, Steve has actually made that clear on Twitter. And since this went down, since we made it public on Wednesday before his show, I wanted to get it out there because I knew 620 wasn't going to announce it in a classy way. So I had to write up the truth. And before, you know, just run every Wednesday. I didn't want people hitting me with even more questions. Where are you? Where are you? Because that happened from the week before. I made it clear on Twitter that this was not my decision. I don't control programming. And, and that's the truth. It was not his call. And I'm sure that if Dumig was in charge or something, he got a shot to have his way, we would be back there.
You also pointed out that it hasn't been the best of relationships between JoeBucksFan.com and 620. There's been a rocky road here, hasn't there?
Well, you know, it's funny because it started back in 2009 where Dumig was instrumental getting us an actual written contract with Mike Killebrew, the former GM, excuse me, the former program director there who was your boss. And part of what instigated that was when you used to bring Lee and me on the air, maybe 6 months after we started in like 2008 or early 2009. And then we actually had a real deal in hand and things were good. And then, you know, some management change there led to 620 not really meeting the commitments that they had made to us. And then sort of we revived and things revived. And then last year, last April, they sort of broke a verbal agreement that was clearly in place with me and Lee at Joe Bucks Fan, and that wasn't cool at all, and I didn't even get a courtesy of a heads up. And then so we sort of pulled out of a content share we had for them, which drove them a lot of traffic and gave them easy revenue. But everything was cool. It was like, okay, this is business. We're still on with Dumig. It's all good. You know, everybody slap each other on the ass, and then now this. So it was the end of a good run, and, you know, they helped build us. You know, it was exposure, but at this point, it's gotten so big, JoeBucksFan.com, you know, we make a living at it. It's a full-time thing, and the Stick Carrier world and the podcast world has made it even that much bigger. So, you know, hey, life goes on.
You know, it's surprising, too, because you're talking about a station when you guys joined was, you know, it was very good for you for building up JoeBucksFan.com. And now you're exiting 620 where you guys are really dominating, the media world when it comes to coverage of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I mean, I still have a lot of friends that are in radio, very close friends, who get a look at the ratings and they're like 620 is a non-player. I mean, it's almost like 98.7 The Fan was when I worked there. It was like, yeah, they, you know, whatever, you know, they're not really competition. We don't really fear them at all. They're not taking any of our advertisers. It's just surprising that they would, kick such a dominant force as JoeBucksFan.com has become, to the curb because of a little old podcast. I mean, does that make this the most influential podcast in Tampa Bay? I mean, no disrespect to Ira, but I got you guys kicked off a radio station.
It's not a little old podcast. That's the thing. I mean, what Bucks Uncensored has done in maybe 11 months, 10 and a half months or whatever it is, has really opened a ton of eyes all over the place. And I think, Justin, I got to say, a lot of it comes back to the draft party. Because you know and I know and anybody who's ever been out to a radio station, a remote event, or one of these, you know, hey, meet us here kind of deals, I don't care what station it is, rock station, talk, whatever. Those events, you know, a lot of times a 620 event might draw 50 people. It would be a pretty good event. I've been at things where there's a dozen people out there, and, you know, maybe other stations might have 100 people, whatever. But a draft party from a podcast, and there's 250, 275 people packing the house, maybe 100 people who showed up and said, man, I can't get a seat. Look at these drunks. I'm just going to go down the road. I should have come earlier. Yeah, that doesn't happen. That's just not an accident, and that shows a real commitment and a following. And I think that really got the ball rolling. Now, of course, you know, on that night, there were some Twitter feeds and some Facebook feeds and some fuck Tom Jones chants, you know, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that opened some eyes, too. But you know what? I think a lot of it was about the excitement that you've been able to generate and a real movement in a very short amount of time, combined with the juice of, JoeBucksFan.com sort of embracing the whole thing and sort of fueling the fire a little bit, and I think it really freaked a lot of people out.
Yeah, it has been the talk. We are not the most liked, at least in the media circles, and that's fine with me. My focus in, you know, pointing out the negative Bucks media as they have been, not you guys, but for the most part, we know that, you know, stories are written just to get clicks.
Hey Justin, it's much more fun when you say the evil Bucks media with that sinister tone. I really like that a lot more.
They are evil. The evil Bucks media. But they are evil, and they write evil things about players that we love just to get you Bucks fans to click on it. I've made that point. I made the point about radio stations, about some of the stories that I had, Steve, where, you know, you have meetings with your bosses. I had meetings with bosses at 620 WDAE telling you got to be negative. You got to focus on the negative, drive the negative, divide the fan base, because when you do that, you're going to get more calls and you're going to get better ratings because of it. That's not what this podcast is about. I grew up a Bucks fan. I've lived in Tampa my whole life. And once I got out of the media and I didn't have bosses over my head telling me what I had to say or what opinions I had to have, I said, the hell with it, man. I want to unify this fan base. I want to have fun. And anyone that came out to that draft party or saw the videos, whether we were doing chants about media members or not, everyone in that place, Steve, was having a good time. Everyone in that place had a smile on their face. And it wasn't just because of the alcohol, but I think the alcohol had a major part in it. We got another event coming up next Saturday, a week from today. This podcast posting on Saturday, next Saturday, August 5th, could be even bigger, louder, and better than the draft party, don't you think?
I think it will be. I really do. I really do. I mean, if you're ever going to training camp, and a lot of people, you know, even the crazy, the hardcore fans, the people who love this podcast, and the readers of JoeBucksFan.com who are there, often the serious readers, you know, I think a lot of them, yeah, maybe they go to a couple of training camp practices, but they're not there all the time. If you're going to go to one practice, this is it. I mean, I know people driving in from Orlando. I've heard from a lot of readers, Justin, nobody who's flying in. I mean, those are your people. Those are the commish the Commish faithful. But I've heard from a lot of people who are driving in, said, texting me, hey, I'm coming in for training camp takeover. Hey, I haven't seen you in a while, that kind of stuff, coming in from Orlando. It's going to be really big. It's a way to unify. And that's the point. It's a way to unify. And you know what? It's a Saturday. It makes sense. And I think it's going to be absolutely wild. And a lot of people who don't consider themselves a stick carrier and just want to join another Bucks and have a damn good time, that's the day they're going to pick too. So I hope there's an overflow crowd. The Patriots just had 15,000 at their first practice, which they didn't expect. And I'm not expecting 15,000, but you know what? I've said all along it's going to be a franchise-changing day, and I think it will be.
It's going to sound like 15,000 because I guarantee you the people that were at the Patriots practice, while they might have been cheering, they weren't cheering like we're going to cheer for our team. Again, I want anyone that's coming out to this practice to treat it like it's a game in late December for the Bucks to go to the playoffs. We got to win this game. Javier, who's coming from Panama City, Panama, again, he was there for the draft party. He's flying all the way in just for the takeover. He said, you know, the Yankees do that roll call where they just go player by player and chant until they acknowledge the crowd. And I was like, that might not be a bad idea, you know, maybe as the Bucks are stretching or just coming out for warm-ups, just to get these players riled up and let them know that they've got a large fan base that's continuing to grow behind them. And I think, as you said, Steve, anyone that comes out, hey, you don't have to be a stick carrier. Nobody's forcing this on anyone. This is strictly to not only unify Bucks fans, but to have fun. You know, I just always remember going to games with my dad, and it was go to the game and then go home. There was nothing. And for away games, we would sit on our couch in the living room because there was nothing ever, there was no event where you had to be at. And I think now Bucks fans are realizing that, you know, these type of events that we're going to throw, these are events that you want to be at. Because they are going to be fun. You're going to see the same people. You're going to make a lot of new friends. Being at that draft party that night, it was amazing. People who had never seen each other in person before becoming instant great friends that evening, and then seeing them continuing to interact on Facebook and Twitter and knowing that they're building this new bond between each other, and to think that it's all because of a podcast and a draft party, it's pretty amazing at times, and it's overwhelming to me to think that, you know, this is really just it's the infancy of this podcast. As you said, the podcast is 10 and a half months old, but it's even more of an infancy for this movement, the stick carrier movement, that has grown exponentially in just a few short months in the off season. In the off season, it's grown this much.
Yeah, there was such a void, there was such a need and a desire for this thing, a desire and a need that people, I think, didn't even realize. But it's really not rocket science. You know, there's nothing more. That's why people go to the game, because it's a lot more fun than watching on your couch. You get a much better view on the couch. You can probably line up some better food. You can take a dump at halftime. It's great. But you know what? It's not nearly as much fun. And bonding with Bucks fans like this, even if you don't want to make a friend, even if you just want to be in the scene, it's really all about that unifying. And you know what? Other fan bases do this. So it comes down to, why not us? Why do we have to be kicked around as a fan base and laughed at for blackouts? I just got my hair cut. We're taping this a couple days before. I'm actually out of town coming in for camp after we get off the horn here. And I was just getting my hair cut. And the guy was talking to me about the Bucks. And he's like, oh, yeah, my brother-in-law's in Dunedin. And, yeah, we went to a Bucks game. Oh, yeah, they're blacked out down there, those fans. And I'm like, he doesn't know what I do or who I am. I'm like, you know what? That's the perception, and fuck that. That's got to change right now, and it is changing, and it's really what makes it exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Again, August 5th is the training camp takeover. It's all about the players and coaches, and I think what we need to do is let them know that we got their back and show the world that we're going to be unified again. And it's going to lead to hopefully a new home field advantage. And it might not happen game one or game eight or whenever, but it's going to continue to grow throughout the season. People are going to realize that this is going to be a positive movement. And we're doing exactly what Dirk Cutter told you, right, Steve, when he said the stick carrier's got to lead the charge. We're going to lead the charge, but it's about the entire stadium unifying and providing the Buccaneers on the field with that kind of home field advantage.
Yeah, and there's two things I want to say. Actually, there's a few things. I don't know how much time we have,
but anyway,
a couple things first. When I envision training camp takeover day on Saturday, August 5th, I know, here's what I know, Justin. What's going to give me chills when it comes to those chants is when this team is in pads and they're doing a goal line or they're playing offense versus defense and the stick carriers start chanting defense in unison. You know, for when you know how they go through the series, you know, the ones against the ones, twos against the twos in training camp. The chance of defense for that Bucs defense and what that could be right on the field, and that's such an easy chance for everybody to get through and unify, and I think that's just going to make that place just it's going to make it so electric. And the other stuff is fun, too, but I think that'll be great. And the other thing, Justin, you know, I was sitting there with Dirk Cutter when with Ira and Lee when we talked to him, and he referenced the stick carriers. And there was a lot, I mean, I could see his face. Nobody else has that visual. There's a lot of passion, a lot of honesty, and a lot of depth to Cutter saying that he is fired up about the stick carriers and that he listens to your podcast and that he hears the call-ins. This was not BS. This was just not, Cutter, I don't even know if he's really capable of a lot of BS, but this was so passionate in this guy about the stick carriers. He believes in it. He believes in it. He doesn't really care if anybody else does. Cutter does, and he thinks it's really important. It's not just he likes it. He thinks it's important, and he knows what it can do, and that should tell fans a lot that a 58-year-old, crusty, old-school football coach believes in this podcast and what it can do for the team.
Steve, I want to talk about the team real quick, too. Biggest concern heading into training camp and biggest positive? I mean, where are you not concerned and where are you most concerned?
Well, I mean, concern is kind of a tough word, but I got to say I'm concerned with Sweezy and Marpet, and not that they can't be good at their jobs, and not that I don't think that they'll be okay, but the odds of both of them being just fine and everything smooth, I don't know if those odds are that good. And I don't know how much patience Cutter's going to have. Maybe they'll give him too much patience. I don't know. I just really am a little concerned that those two guys are going to have a very quick adjustment to returning to football for Sweezy, health-wise and all that, and Marpet moving to center quick enough that it doesn't affect those early games in the season or something long-term if Sweezy isn't right. Because I really have never found a guy, and I've looked and I've talked to people around the NFL, never found a guy who missed a whole year of everything from back surgery on the other line and actually came back and was successful. I haven't found anybody. So that's a little bit of a concern. On the positive side, I really am excited about Quan Alexander and him really taken over as the leader of the defense from Gerald McCoy. Ira Kaufman has said that he doesn't believe McCoy will be voted captain this year. He said that on his podcast. He thinks it'll go to Ayers and Quan if they just keep two. And I was actually heard from a Buccaneer himself the other day. I can't really say the name, but he was telling me about how Quan really is just as much of a culture-changing force as Jameis is on this team, which really says a lot. And I'm really excited about Quan just sort of really doing what Jameis has done and doing more of what Quan has done to make this team the kind of team that stick carriers should be cheering for.
I obviously focused on Gerald McCoy in my last podcast. Some people did not like that. You're not going to make everyone happy with every podcast, but my point was very good player, not a very good leader. And I think if the captains play out the way Ira Kaufman says, Quan Alexander and Robert Ayers, that will be the players speaking, not softly, but loudly as to who those leaders. And I listen, anyone with a brain and two pairs or two sets of eyes or two eyes, one pair of eyes can see those are the true leaders on the defensive side of the ball. And they deserve to be the captains this year. Steve, I know people have already reached out to me to try and get Joe Bucs Fan on. You guys are very, very powerful with your very successful website at joebucsfan.com. Do we anticipate finding you back on the radio somewhere, or are we going to just focus on providing the best Bucks coverage around a Joe Bucks fan? And if something happens, something happens.
Well, there's two things going on. One, on Monday, starts my podcast, which is going to be just called Monday Morning Joe. It was in the works for a long time, so it was all completely planned. It had nothing to do with 620 or response to whatever. Monday Morning Joe, it's going to be just me and a very different kind of look at the team. You know, it's not going to be competing with the Commission's Monday podcast or, it's going to be different from the stuff I do with Ira, sort of co-hosting his. It's not going to be long. And, I hope people like it. If not, you know, that's okay. if nobody listens, I'll turn it off. But, as far as the radio goes, yeah, you and I have talked about some opportunities that might be out there. And I'm hoping to get through the first week of training camp, take a deep breath, and maybe Joe Bucks fan can show up somewhere else. We would like to do that. Maybe, you know, hopefully I think that might be something we can pull off. For the start of the regular season.
Well, we look forward to that, and I know everyone's going to be checking out all of the podcasts you guys have popping there at JoeBucksFan.com, not just the most influential podcast that got you kicked off the radio, Bucks Uncensored, but, of course, Ira Kaufman, Todd Wright, your podcast. Gil Arcia's got a column. I mean, you guys are Rock Riley with his videos and his show in the afternoons on 1040. So just a lot going on with Joe Bucks fan. And it's understandable why, so many other media members are jealous of what you guys are doing.
They better watch your step, Justin. I tell you.
Cool it or else. That's what I hear. So, all right, Steve, appreciate
it. It's too funny, man. But you know what? People, I know I appreciate the support we got on Twitter after the whole 620 thing. It's really not a big deal. All we're doing is just waking up in the morning, you know, Lee and I probably stuffing our face with too much breakfast and then just getting started on covering the Bucks because that's what we love to do, and then go to bed and do it all over again. And that's going to work no matter what we do. So radio, no radio, whatever. But we're hoping to just keep having fun with the fans, try to keep it real as we can, and support you in this booming podcast because – I mean, I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. Bucks Uncensored, this is just scratching the surface of what this whole thing could be, especially if the Bucks get off to a halfway decent start.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, if they get out to a hot start, this thing is going to blow up faster than we ever thought it could. But very exciting. We're going to see you at the takeover August 5th for the takeover of One Buccaneer Place. For Bucks training camp, it'll be Stick Carrier Day. And, of course, JoeBucksFan.com, your place to go daily for all of the updates, multiple stories. You know how they do it every single day, giving you everything you need to know about the Bucks during training camp and throughout the season. Steve, thanks. We will catch up with you at the takeover.
Thanks, Commish.
Love it. Steve Isbitz. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Yeah, the boom is about to come because we are about to play some of the most electric Bucks takes maybe I've ever received. Pretty pumped up about what's about to transpire. We've got people internationally, Dubai, Southampton in the UK, all across the country and right here in the Tampa Bay area. Fired up for these Bucks takes. You don't want to hear any more from me. You want to hear from your fellow Bucks fans. We'll start with Bubba Buck. Hey, Bubba Buck.
Commish, what's good, my man? This is Bubba Buck out here in sunny Jupiter, Florida. Getting ready to head back to work on my lunch break, and I just wanted to call for my first ever Bucks take, man. Shout out Joe Bucks fan. Shout out Iris Podcast, Bricados, Headlines, all of it. It's all good. I just wanted to say, man, I've been on the East Coast of Florida growing up my entire life. I had no friends, no allies, no nothing for my Tampa Bay Bucks, man. It's always Dolphins this, Dolphins that, Jarvis Landry, Tannehill. Fuck that, yo. Straight up. We got J-Boo, Mike Evans, Kwan is about to fucking unleash this year. I've never seen somebody with more hype for himself. I can't wait to see this guy play, dude. Man, I just love the stick carrier movement. I've had, like I said, I had nobody to back me up this whole time. And now I joined the Facebook page. I'm active on Twitter. And, man, I just feel like I'm part of this great, phenomenal, uniting movement that's taking shit to the next level. And it's not like, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. It's really, it's amazing all the feedback that we give each other and the support. And fuck all those people who don't think it's good. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me, man. We're uniting the fan base. We're together. We're giving Dirk Cutter, the God fucking father, what he wants. A badass football team, man. I can't wait. I'm not going to be able to be there for the training camp day, but man, I'm going to be there for the Thursday night game. Regardless if he's the enemy or not, I got to go see Tom Brady live. But I'm telling you, J-Boo's got this one. J-Boo's going to take care of business on that, man. But all right, I just want to call for my first ever Bucks take. Shout out to the sponsors again. Joe Bucks fan, Ira, you're a legend. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Oh, hold the phone. That was your first Bucks take? Holy shit, bro. We're going to need more Bucks take. That was outstanding. Bubba Buck. Man, can't wait to hear your next Bucks take. Keep them coming. Thank you, Bubba Buck. You know, in that Bucks take, he said that we rally around each other. And we really do. You know, trust me, people are going to continue to try and throw negativity our way. Just ignore it. We have grown exponentially so fast and so big. That's what she said. And the negativity is always going to be there because some people just want to watch the world burn. That's what they want. They don't want anyone else happy. But guess what? As he said, we rally around each other. Our buddy Adolfo, man, this guy went on our Facebook page and expressed how he had lost his job a few weeks back. Devastated. Posted it on the Facebook. The outpouring of support. People contact, because he's down in South Florida, people contacting people down there to try and find him a job. That's what this is all about. Helping each other, man, through rough times. We've had so many people on here. Tyrell gave a heartfelt story about him being a black man and marrying a white woman and how in Tennessee that's, you know, he deals with racism all the time, but he feels like he's just part of this family immediately. We had another person talk about how they were going through a divorce and it was an ugly divorce and they relied on this podcast 3 times a week because they just felt like they were part of a family, part of a fraternity, part of a movement that was special, that would make them forget about other stuff, other shit that was going on in their life. We all have stuff going on. I have stuff going on. You have stuff going on. But you know what? With all of our shit that's out there, we can all rally around each other at least 3 times a week with this podcast. And trust me, you know, when I say, when I put on my Twitter that I'm the leader of this, I'm the only reason I'm the leader was because we started it on this podcast and I just feel a responsibility to create events so that we can all come together and celebrate friendships that we've started and our team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's why I'm doing the training camp takeover. You can go to training camp any day you want. But why not isolate one day and make that our day? You want to go to other days, by all means, do it. Support your team. But if there's one day where we all need to come together and be there, well, that's August 5th, August 11th, a kickoff party. Trust me, we are going to have away game watch parties. We are going to have tailgate parties. I'm trying to put together as many events as we possibly can without being burnt out so that we can continue to generate these friendships and bonds that could last a lifetime. Could last a lifetime. I mean, that's what you get out of a fraternity. I wasn't in a fraternity, but that's what you get out of a fraternity. You know, some of my best friends from college, you know, you still talk to today. And I think that's something that we are building here. Without further ado, though, Adolfo, the good news is, well, I'll let him share the good news. Okay.
I'm sure that you have heard the name Adolfo, a ladies' man who wins acclaim, Adolfo. Well, lovely miss, I am the same Adolfo. I introduce myself, I am Adolfo.
What's going on, Commish? What's going on, Bucks fans? It's Adolfo from Fort Lauderdale reaching out. Hey, man, I'm finally employed again. That's why I have been MIA. That's why you haven't heard my theme song in a while. I know I missed that theme song, too. But I'm back at it, back in working. Shout out to Lou. Shout out to Greg. Shout out to the commish for hitting me up personally and just reaching out and trying to keep my head up in this job hunt. Finally found it. Now I'm back at it. I feel alive again, to be honest with you. And to be honest, I never expected Bucks fans to come together and reach out to me and do what they've done these past few weeks where I've been job hunting. So I really appreciate that. And it's crazy that everybody's been saying how they haven't heard from me. That's wild, man. I really appreciate y'all boys. And, go Bucks, man. What a family that's going on right now, man. I feel like this is a fraternity for real, 'cause you guys got my back. And I really, really appreciate that. And now I can take out my stick and hold it with pride. Let's go, Bucks. Y'all make noise up there in training camp. I know I'm going to make noise at a Dolphins game. Here we go. Go, Bucks. All right, guys. Let's go.
I am a
If you reached out to him and you gave him some kind words, thank you. That's, again, how we come together as a community. And happy for you, Adolfo. Man, I'm glad you got a job. I know how it is, man. You're looking for something and you don't think you're going to find anything. And then, boom, you end up finding an incredible job that you could have only dreamed about. And that happened to me a couple of years ago. Hopefully this job works out for you the exact same. Freddie's in D.C. Hey, Freddie.
What's up, Jason? I mean, Justin.
Jason!
Spreading in D.C. It's been a while since I gave a message, man, a call in or anything. I've been busy with work and trying to start up my business. I think it last time was the fifth game that we run in a row. But I had to, about the Gerald McCoy thing, man. You know, I love you to death. I used to call the radio station all the time. But I got to disagree with you this time. I mean, let's face it. Light Hall used to call it. You didn't even make it in Connecticut.
Hey.
Nah, I'm just messing with you, man. But, yeah, he's not exactly a badass. Yeah, he helps people up. I don't think it was about attention, though he is the one to want to be in front of a camera. I honestly believe that it was because of Rondé's words being taken out of context. Rondé wasn't necessarily bad-mouthing him, depending on how you actually interpreted what he said. It was more or less the writer that actually took just a blurb and to change his words just a little bit and just made the title, McCoy's Not a Badass. And at some point, you know, you could be called a pussy all your life, but at some point, if you don't stand up for yourself, let's be honest, you're a pussy. Stick carriers, love y'all to death. Gotta leave more messages, but hey, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. You know I do.
It's all right to disagree with me. I'm fine with that, and I understand your point. I think people were misconstrued with my point. And this is something I said numerous times last year. Very good player. He's the best defensive lineman they have. He's the most talented defensive lineman they have. He's not the best leader they have on defense. That's what I'm trying to convey, right? I mean, it's okay. Not everyone has those leadership skills. We can't all agree that Robert Ayers and Quan Alexander, I mean, it's like a no-brainer that those two guys are the leaders on defense, right? And it's nothing against Gerald McCoy. You know? I mean, I do a hell of an impression of him. I really do. I nail that. That is my best impression of anyone. Okay? So when I have a chance to bust it out, I have to bust it out. It's that spot on. But Gerald McCoy, I thought, had his best season in the NFL last year. Best season. And I have big expectations for him this season as a player. But I just don't know if he's the leader, the captain. Because he was handed that role. Remember, he was handed that role at a very young age. He didn't earn it. He was handed it. And I don't know if he's ever earned that role. And I think that's always kind of in the back of my mind, like, well, he wasn't a leader then. He's still not a leader. To me, he doesn't have those leadership skills that other people do now. I don't know. Hey, you disagree with me? You disagree with me. I'm not criticizing the guy. I've called him very good. I don't know what you want me to do. Pull his pants down and blow him. All right, God. I know some of you want to do that. Jared's up with us. Hey, Jared.
What's up, Commish? It's Jared from Tampa, but recently transplanted near Ocala National Forest in the middle of nowhere. Haven't sent a voice memo in a long time, but still got my season tickets and still carrying that big motherfucking stick. Anyways, right on cue, you know, scrolling down Instagram, talking about attention seekers and prima donnas. Fucking Kung Fu Panda showed up at training camp today on the first day. Just shows more and more of how much he's really trying to grab the spotlight and wants to be a focal point of Hard Knocks. And I don't know. It doesn't get it. Hopefully he has a good year. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people on here give McCoy a little bit harder of a time than he deserves. He's definitely too soft of a player and fuck all that helping people up shit. But, I mean, he does have good stats, but they're never in crucial moments. You know, we need him to step up big this year, and hopefully he can get it done. Big plays that matter at fourth quarter sacks with a minute to go. Something game sealers, you know. If you want to have this much theatrics, bring it on the field, too. That's all I got to say, Commish. You know, I'm out. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Okay. So one for Gerald and one against Gerald. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, you can have disagreements yet still want the same thing, right? We all want the Bucks to win. We do. Don't let somebody else's opinion drive your rage inside. It's not worth it. Sports is an escape from rage, not an instigator of rage. Does that make sense? It's starting to get pretty late, and my God, my dog woke me up at 3:30 in the morning on Thursday morning. And like, I was like, what the? So I took him outside. He took a big old shit. I was like, fuck. So I had to pick that up at 3:30. Then we come upstairs and he's like all over the place. I'm like, go to fucking sleep. So I fell back asleep around 4:30 and then had to get up at 5. I'm tired because it's Thursday night now and it's 11:30 and I'm ready to go to bed. But I've got a shit ton of Buck steaks to get to, and some of the best Buck steaks we've ever had. So without further ado, I'll let their intro. It's the OKC boys.
Most fair and just commissioner in all the land, Justin Pawlowski.
Very fair, very just.
What's going on, Commish? What's going on, Stick Carriers? Whoa! It's the OKC Boys! Man, 620 sounds like y'all a bit fucking salty.
They got them salty nuts!
I guess you got the fucking commish in your fucking head in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, when you're fucking your wife. You're probably like, God damn, Justin!
Commish!
Oh, commish!
Stop it, commish! Fuck
Get over yourself. It's a fucking podcast.
We
can't help it. It has better fucking ratings than the shitty ass station over at fucking 620. So, with that, we're gonna ride with our fucking commish.
Our commish, bitches!
We're gonna ride with our fucking Joes.
Our Joes, bitches!
And as always,
speak softly and carry that big mother fucking stick!
Okay. All right. That was good though, wasn't it? Whew. Fired up. Hey, you know what? We had brothers there. How about more brothers? How about another duo take of brothers down in Sarasota? Their names are Jake and Josh. Dare I call them? Do I? Well, Jim Lighthall and I, we're going to be called J&J in the midday. And then we were like, no, we're not going to be called that. I'm thinking for Jake and Josh, we call these guys the Smoking Jays.
Commish! Hey, what's up? This is our first Bucks take.
Listen, man, it's Jake and Josh, twins down here in Sarasota, man. Go by the Sarasota boys, Sarasota twins, whatever. Listen, man, we calling
Smoking
in.
Smoking Jays.
After we had to do our first Bucks take after the news today. They pulled Joe Bucks fan.
620 pulled Joe Bucks fan. And later on in the same day, Pewter Report gets that time spot.
Listen, man.
Listen. You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
Fuck Scott Reynolds.
Ain't no.
Fuck Scott Reynolds and Pewter Report and their bullshit Pewter Nation podcast.
Yeah, y'all listen to that thing?
Fucking terrible. Hot garbage just like 620 is.
But listen, man. All these people sitting here talking all this shit about the stick carriers. They gonna see come August 5th when we lined up outside One Buck marching in that.
What, 500, 5,000, fuck who knows how many stick carriers marching in One Buck Place, 7:30 in the fucking morning.
Hey, man, ain't nobody worried about all these people talking all this shit about the stick carriers. We got the motherfucking Godfather, Dirk Cutter.
Himself.
He is fired up about the stick carriers. So that's all that fucking matters. Y'all, let's stick together. Let's stick together, stick carriers. And let's get this shit going, man. But listen, y'all. Hey, August 5th, if y'all live in Florida, man, and y'all got the weekend off.
This motherfucker's coming from out the damn country to come to this shit. This gonna be a fucking movement. Let me tell you, this gonna be a movement. Y'all ain't never seen no shit like this in Tampa Bay before. I guarantee you that.
But listen, man. Hey, we gonna be there bright and early. So if y'all able to, hey, y'all show up, man.
Hey, y'all find me on Twitter. If you need a fucking ride, I'll bring your ass there.
Listen, we'll carpool. We'll figure some shit out.
I love carpool.
But let's fill One Buck with stick carriers Saturday, August 5th. But
hey, right back into this.
What's that?
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
The Smoking Jays. God, I really like that a lot. Jake and Josh will be at the training camp takeover. I'm starting to think we're going to have more people than I even imagine. Call me crazy. Call me, just don't call me maybe, because that would be not appropriate. Because I don't have that song queued up. Who I do have queued up? I've got Lou, Outlaw, Javier, Rodzilla, who I'm going to next. Johnny B, if you're listening, this one's for you. Yasser, I got a lot. Garrett. And honestly, I can't play all the Buck stakes. There's so many pouring in right now. This podcast is just, it's us, man. It's us. We are doing this together. I am so excited about what is to come for this podcast, for the Bucks, for this movement, but not as excited as Rodzilla.
Stick carriers. I'm back. This is Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer, representing the G, Gary, Indiana, and the Midwest, Chicago, Illinois. Oh, shit. Motherfucker. If you hear that noise, that's a public service announcement. That means if you drinking some shit right now, or eating some shit right now, you might want to hurry up and swallow that shit, because when the shit go down, you might be spitting that shit out on somebody you love. This shit about to go down. This is for Johnny B. Johnny B, you out there? I know you out there. You listen to all the podcasts. Congratulations, brother, on your big promotion. I'm proud of you, brother. And this is dedicated to you. I'm about to lighten my load a little bit. Everybody always asking me, what's in the sack, Rodzilla? But guess what? We about to find out. Today is Two for Tuesday. Oh, no. Y'all gonna like this shit here. You really gonna like this one. The first thing that came out the sack today was a pillow. I know what you're saying. What the fuck you got a pillow in the bag for? Well, this pillow's a special pillow. It got teeth bites and dry saliva all on it. It's got a name stitched on it, too. The name on it is T. Jones. Expiration date, July 4th. July 4th? Expiration date? You mean... Oh, hell no. This pillow biting it. He got to re-up on pillows every 3 to 4 days. I mean, he fuck a pillow up. The next gift is for you, Johnny B. What I want you to do, what I want the stick carriers to do, I got a champ. I looked at and I listened to the podcast last time. Johnny B was so passionate about how he felt and trying to come up with a good chant for Tommy. I got the chant for you. I went to the lab and I got something for you. Goes like this. On August 5th, training camp takeover. If he so dares to walk in front of the stick carriers, I want everybody on your fucking feet. Everybody on their feet. Point at his ass. I want everybody to chant, "Pillow biter!" After you clap, you point back at his ass again. "Pillow biter! Pillow biter!" Until he walks all the way the fuck out the way. Because, see, Tommy, we don't like you talking shit about our quarterback. Keep our quarterback's name out your mouth. Keep our team out your mouth. Keep the stick carriers out your mouth. But we do want you to do what you do best. Keep that pillow in your mouth. Because that's what you do best. And that's going to take us to this. We want you to speak softly because you got that pillow in your mouth. And I just hit your ass upside the head with my big ass motherfucking stick. Keep shitting feathers, motherfucker.
All right. So that's an example of what we're not going to do at training camp. Thanks, Rodzilla. Thank you for giving us that example. I've got other examples of what we're not going to do at training camp. But instead, I'll go to Garrett first. Hi, Garrett.
What's up, Justin? Garrett from the University of Tampa. So, sorry I haven't been active this whole summer. I've been in Cooperstown, New York, umpiring at Cooperstown Dreams Park. So I've been kind of busy, and unfortunately, it's in the middle of nowhere, so I have no service. But I moved back to Tampa August 2nd. There for good now. Coming from New York, starting the good old long drive on July 31st. So I'll be there August 2nd. So that means I will be there on the 5th for the takeover. Bright and early at 7:30 in the morning. Join you all guys in the parking lot. Can't wait to meet all you crazy motherfuckers I haven't met before. And to see Justin, Javier, Harold, all you guys from the draft party. So I just want to send a quick chime in because I've been missing you motherfuckers. So thank you to all the sponsors, guys. We do appreciate it. And I will be hitting up Ricardo's once I get back. Trust me. So one last thing, guys. Speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking stick.
We're going to Ricardo's for lunch after the takeover. So join us. That's part of the plan. So Friday night, first Friday, 7:30. We meet. We do the takeover. Autographs and stuff afterwards, and then we're going to head over to Picado's for lunch. You're welcome to join us for one event or all the events or whatnot. Just trying to make sure that the out-of-towners get the full experience. Okay. I'm a good host. Picado's for lunch, and then afterwards, anyone that wants to head to Cigar City Brewery for a little early happy hour on a Saturday, we'll do that afterwards. So... thanks to those places for inviting and the stick carriers and supporting our movement. Very much appreciated. Also, AJ's Press, great sandwich place over by Steinbrenner Field on one of those side streets off of Martin Luther King. Greg is the owner there, and he is a stick carrier. So thank him for that as well. We always want to thank the ones that support us. This is another example of maybe what not to do. Here's Javier.
Hey, Justin, it's me, Javier, from Panama City, Panama, and I'm sending you these Bucks takes. This is going to be my fuck you message to WDAE and Scott Reynolds. They're both a bunch of bitches. How stupid do you have to be? At this point in your career, you should be thanking JoeBucksFan.com, not dumping them for boring-ass Scott Reynolds and his boring-ass site. And no offense to Mark Cook, he seems like a nice guy. But what you did is laughable. It just makes me call my inner Joker and just laugh my ass off at you. Hope you enjoy your crappy ratings. And I can't wait to boo your asses August 5th when I'm surrounded by hundreds of my closest friends. Stick carriers, we stay close and we support the JoeBucksFan.com family. Joes, I got your back. Justin, I got your back. Donaira, I got your back. Gil Garcia, I got your back. Rock Riley, I got your back. Todd Wright, I got your back. As always, and until we meet again, stick carriers, right back into this. Hable en voz baja. Y carga mi hijo puta.
Sorry, I cut off. I cut off your big stick. Javier, did you say as always or ass always? It sounded like ass always. That's fine. You have an accent. It's fine. We'll smoke cigars when you're here. JB's up with us. Hey, JB.
Justin. It's JB from Orlando. I know last time I called you Jason. I was just messing around. I just got back from work, and I was watching Twitter all day today, and holy shit. You know what it was like? It's like the Game of Thrones. One Justin Belowski from the King of the Stick Carriers declares war on WDAE for stealing shit, and then they lie about it, and then they block them, and this pissing contest ensues. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? I swear to God, it was like the Game of Thrones. And then the Joes get kicked to the curb for no apparent reason. I mean, I know it wasn't the big dog's decision, but still, like, you know, the Peter Report announces literally seconds, minutes later that they're renewing their quote-unquote contract. Very interesting. Hope to see how these battles unfold. I have an idea what side I'm on, though. All right. That's it for JB. I'm out.
Here's what I have to say about Game of Thrones. I'm on season one. And dear Lord, I hope this fucking show gets better because season one's boring. It's boring. I have fallen asleep in every single episode so far. Now, people swear it gets better in season two. So I'm sticking with it. I'm going to stick it and I'm going to be with it. But God, it's slow in season one. So sometimes I just wish like I had like some crack or some cocaine or Lou to fire me up.
Justin, Lou in Port Richey, man. Listen, man. Can you fucking feel it, bro? 7 days away! 7! In 7 days! Dude, we're gonna be at Bucks one Buck Palace. One Buck Palace, man, for the Stick Carrier Takeover Day, brother. It's gonna be awesome, man. It is gonna be so awesome, man. I'm so excited about it. See all the fellas, man, go out there, man, and just enjoy ourselves, man. Hey, man, my wife, Teresa, she's baking some goodies. She's going to have a little something there, man, for the morning. She's thinking about doing some banana bread, some muffins. Dude, it's going to be all right, man. Baby, I love you, baby. I know you're listening. Hey, man, we're going to work some out, man, and going to have her take, either do a take with her or have her send a little something in, man. But she's very excited to meet everybody, man, and she's excited about the whole movement, man. Dude, she don't even know that much about football, but she's learning and she's very encouraged about it, man. And dude, I'm very happy about that. Love you, baby. Love you. Man, so let me get to the issue at hand, brother. What the fuck is going on with the fucking 620 deal, bro? How are they going to kick Joe Bucks fan off the fucking air, dude? What the fuck is up with that, dude? What's going on over there, man? I mean, first they fucking steal the shit from 102.5 The Bone, bro. They're fucking thieves. And then who's running that fucking place? This Mamula dude? Wasn't he like a fucking producer? Did he get a fucking promotion, man? Who is this fucking guy, man? What's wrong with this guy? I mean, I don't know. Personally, I think they're intimidated by the podcast. I think that's the future of media, man. You know what I'm saying? The radio days are dying, bro. They're going down with the newspapers, unfortunately, man. You know, people are looking, you know, for on-demand stuff. A podcast is just that, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to it whenever you want, man. And our numbers, like I said, our numbers speak for themselves, man. You know? We probably got more listeners than what they have on an average day. So it's probably very intimidating for them, man. And I'm sure all the shit that, you know, I mean, all the shit, you know, between what was said about Ronnie D, T-Kraz, and fucking TJ. Dude, fuck all them, dude. We don't need any of them, bro. Dude, this is where it's at, man. And, bro, whatever, man. If they want to move on, dude, bring the Joes in, man. I would love to hear the Joes every, you know, once a week with you guys, recapping whatever the game is or just talking shit, man, busting balls. It would be awesome, man. So I look forward to, you know, whatever you guys want to do. But, hey, that's what we're here, man. We got this podcast. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Anyway, man, let me keep this short, man. Before Bricados, Headlines Barbershop, Sports Legends, Iris Podcast, The Johnny Beef Show. The Johnny Beef Show, man. Dude, listen to that cat, man. He's a stick carrier. BigMotherEffinStick.com. Sorry about that, guys. And Rock Riley. And, of course, Joe Bucks fan, bro. As always, speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick!
Lube, always a pleasure. We'll see you at the takeover. Speak softly, though. Oh, God. By the way, Lou and his wife are going out with us first Friday. Yeah. Lou. Downtown St. Pete, first Friday. It's going to be something. It's going to be something. Let's go a little international. Let's start with Yasser. Hey, Yasser.
What up, Justin? How's it going? This is Yasser from Dubai. Sending this take. Very excited about the upcoming takeover day, August the 5th. Can't wait to see all the pictures and all the films and whatever shots you guys can take. I'll be with you guys in spirit. I also hope you guys make it to the Hard Knocks show if you make enough noise that day. Very excited. Javier, buddy, I got your message, and I'd love to meet you, man. I'll find you on Facebook, and we'll get in touch, and let's plan it. Hopefully I'm not out of town then. It's too far ahead for me to know what's going to happen, but hopefully I'm around in Dubai and we can catch up. And, man, I do agree with you. I think Hargrave will break out this year. Same thing with Evans. First year for a rookie, he's still getting his feet wet. Second year, they break out and they come out big. So I'm expecting a lot of things from him this year. However, I disagree with you about last game of the season, Bucks fighting for a playoff spot. I think, and I hope the starters are resting that game and getting ready to the playoffs by then. I think the Bucks are good enough to have a first week bye in the playoff. So let's catch up. Let's try to meet. And also listening to the Ira Kaufman and Steve Isbitt's show, I know there is someone else in Dubai here who sent a comment on their podcast, and it wasn't me. So I'm sure there's another Buccaneer fan here in Dubai, and if he's listening, I hope we can meet up and start our own little stick carrier movement down here in Dubai. So thanks again, Justin, and keep up all the good work and speak later and speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, sir, I'm glad you and Javier connect. Look at stick carriers connecting all over the world, all over the world through this podcast. So that's pretty awesome. We go from Dubai to the United Kingdom. That's where Nick is. Hi, Nick.
Justin, stick carriers. This is Nick in Southampton in the UK. I had to call in because I am pumped up. I have just booked my tickets to the Lions game in December, and I cannot fucking wait. Finally get to see my Bucks play in Raymond James Stadium for the first time since 2003. Now, I've got a couple of quick questions. First one, who's going to join me in Sports Legends on the Saturday night before the game so that I can prove to you that we Brits can drink like fucking champs too?
I am.
And my second question, other than going to Sports Legends and Bricado's, where else should I be going on my trip to Tampa? I've not been there since I became an adult, so I need your recommendations of all the best places. Thanks so much, stick carriers. Thanks for all the calls and keeping me entertained during this off-season. It's been long, but I cannot wait. Enjoy the training camp takeover. I can't wait to see all of the videos from the day. Go Bucks!
Pretty sure... Hold on. Let me look real quick. I'm pretty sure that the Lions game falls on my birthday weekend. Yeah, I think the Bucks play the Lions December 10th. My birthday's on a Friday this year. Okay. Okay, December 8th. I'm going to be 36. 36. It's okay. I can still, I'm still, 36 is the new 26, they say. And I actually feel pretty young, so, and I act very young. So that's good. Very immature. Rob's up with us. Hey, Rob.
What's up, stick carriers? I cannot believe what the fuck I'm reading. As a business, how the fuck can you take one of the best segments and one of the biggest draws off of your station because of us, the stick carriers, and Justin Pawlowski? Really? Looking at business, when things are hot, when there's something that's blowing up and it's drawing attention, you know, you want to be around it. No matter what kind of, you know, press it gets or whatever. As the famous Eazy-E said, any kind of publicity is free publicity. We appreciate all that you've done for us, 620 WDAE. You just gave us more fire, more flames, and another station will pick the boys up. But you know what? I have one thing we could do. Delete the preset of 620 WDAE. Get it off of your radio. Don't listen anymore, which is a shame. Big dog, not your fault. Who gives a shit about that GM? What was the story I was hearing about them stealing an air card? Really professional atmosphere over there. The same day they get rid of Joe Buck, what do? They go over and sign the other guys to an extension. Wow, great job. You take something that's hot and you bring in something that's not. The Pewter Report used to be the game in town. Now it's Joe Buck. So for all those people out there that are fired up like I am, you know, I am ready to party like I've never partied before. I'm ready to tailgate. I'm ready to bring the atmosphere back to Raymond James Stadium, something that we haven't had since the playoff times. You know what? I'm over my time limit, and hopefully, Justin, I get this across the best way as possible. But I am a stick carrier for life. Out, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Rob, we're going to miss you at the takeover, but hopefully you can make our kickoff party August 11th there at Sports Legends, where legends are made, man. You can eat like a legend and drink like a fucking champ. A lot of you were champs that night, if you know what I mean. I know what you mean. Listen, I know. You were buying me shots. Everyone was. God. Outlaw's up. Hey, Outlaw.
Commish. Izbits, Outlaw. What a week on Joe Bucks Fan. What a week on Twitter. You know, it was once said that jealousy is the tribute to genius. And boy, did we get a tribute this week. So, Commish, fellow stick carriers, come on out to the center of the stage. Humbly and graciously blow kisses and take a bow. Thank you. Thank you. You guys hate us because you ain't us. I'll tell you what. And Joe Bucks Fan, I don't really give a crap about 620 anymore. I tell you, the only reason I ever listened to him was for the hour that you guys were on. So, good. You know, nothing against Big Dog and just the radio station has just gone downhill, man. And Rock Riley, 1040 is the preset's now yours. So there's that. And all you jealous jackholes, I tell you what, this train is moving. It's moving fast. Get on or get out of the way because stick carriers are here to stay. Hey, that sounds like a chant. Hey, never mind. Hey, guys, right back into this, man. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Yeah, you did. Crushed it out of the ballpark. Oh, God. Sorry, no baseball references. Baseball season's over. It's football season. No offense to you baseball fans, but I just don't. It's just not me. Just, listen, I'm not going to badmouth it. My parents are big baseball fans. Fine. I watch a baseball game with them. It's great. Just not my cup of tea, man. Just not for me. But I'm not going to badmouth it because I do understand that it's important to some of you. So, what's important to me? Football, 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 football. Bucks and Bulls. USF and the Bucks both could be very good this season. We got one more Bucks take. It's the final one. And why not we get a, you know what we need to get? A little Buck Nasty. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Justin, man? What's up, Stick Carrier Nation, man? Buck Nation, Buckaholics, everybody out there riding for the Red, riding for that team like I'm riding. Riding for Jameis, riding for Quan, riding for Levante, riding for, Gerald McCoy. Everybody, yo, real rap, everybody need to get behind Gerald McCoy. What the fuck has he done, bro? But take on double teams every fucking game. Y'all better beat it. Either way, look, let's just ride and take this energy, bring it into every single game, whether you're in the stadium, whether you're at home. You know, whether you were at the water cooler at work talking to your friend, you know, be proud to talk about your team. Shit. Yo, I just wanted to call in. I don't want to take too much time. Hey, Justin, I just wanted to say, hey, man, I watched y'all, evolve, I was on, Joe Fan Bucks, Joe Bucks Fan every day back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Where, the internet didn't explode to where it is now. You doing the podcast is, I work in, media myself. So I've watched y'all grind and I respect y'all grind. So I wanted to say that and I wanted to let Bucks fans know everywhere that we all feel the same way. So let's fucking go get it. All right. It's not there, Buck Nasty. Buck Nasty, nah. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
And that's it, man. A lot of Bucks takes on this podcast. It's a long podcast. So if you've stuck with us this long, man, you are ready for some football. We're going to have another one coming your way Monday. We're going to have another one coming your way Wednesday. And then I'm going to get with the Joes because normally we post Saturday, but since Saturday is the takeover, I'm going to see if we can bump that up a day to Friday, do a little pep rally, pregame, training camp takeover, little shit. So look out for that. Big week coming up. Great time to subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean so you never, ever miss an episode. podcast downloads to your mobile device if you subscribe on any of those platforms at noon on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Friday if we bump it up a day for this upcoming week. And if you can't wait until noon, the podcast is available first thing in the morning at joebucksfan.com. That's our partner. Our partnership with them is stronger than ever. And the podcast is available there first thing in the morning, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Great episode of the most influential podcast in Tampa Bay. The only podcast that's going to get somebody kicked off the radio. We got Joe Bucks fan kicked off the radio. That's how powerful they've become and how powerful we have become together. Now let's show how powerful we've become as we unite, we take over One Buck Place, and we show the Bucks players and coaches what they should expect come the regular season when we return to a dominant fan base and a dominant home field advantage and help our team to victory each and every Sunday. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Commish Online. On Snapchat, it's JPulowski324. And we always go right back into this, in the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, when he said these words, but these words in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Nailed it.